All right, it is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast, your daily trip down memory lane for the past few hours. It's a Thursday, August 27th, and we started off by talking weather and boycotts. There's one guy in America who loves the lockdowns, and his $200 billion fortune is what we have as evidence. We hit the phones today to hear the things your dog or pet made you do, trained you to do, and Riders on the Storm was featured in Song Stories today. There was a tweet John found that got us all feeling ancient. Short shorts are in the fashion world, and Rachel Feinstein joined us, called us back after chatting with us recently after having her kid, and she was feeling rather guilty about something. Find out right here. It is the Daily Podcast.
Temperature getting up to about 94. It'll feel like 172 right now, but at least it's not the hurricane that's hitting Texas and Louisiana.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah. Cat 4?
Oh, yeah, Cat 4. It is like, we were looking at video this morning of funnel spouts on the ocean with this damn thing, and they were like, what, six?
Yeah, maybe more.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was just amazing to see. But the effects of that won't hit us for days to come. But
yeah, Saturday?
Yeah, maybe? Saturday we might see some of that.
It's taking a hard right. I was looking at the path. Yeah, it's going up to Arkansas and then banging a right. I'm a weather guy. Just call me Glenn Hurricane Schwartz.
Okay, all right.
Thanks. You're much cuter.
Thank you.
Much cuter.
By the way, speaking of, insane things, what about the boycott yesterday in basketball, which will probably continue today, and there's a chance this whole season is not going to resume?
Yep, well, the Sixers boycotted their series.
Yeah, this city could care less. Yeah. I'm more caught up about the WNBA. I mean, that really hits close to home. I don't know what I'm going to do now without that in my life. Oof. Oof.
You are such a Dawn Staley fan, too.
Oh, my God. Try and take the posters off my wall. I dare you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Well, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Even though coronavirus has been terrible for so many of us, there are some people out there that coronavirus has been very, very, very good to.
The people that were loaded to begin with.
Well, one person in particular.
Oh, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's
Jeff
buying
Bezos.
Amazon. Yeah.
His stock went up 2% yesterday afternoon.
What's that?
That made him the first person in the world to be worth over $200 billion dollars. That's $90 billion more than Bill Gates is worth. He just knocked Bill Gates to the number two position.
That's insane.
Poor slob's only got $116 billion. Right? You know? Yeah. Do you realize you could not, because whatever you buy has value to it, you could never, if you started at birth, you could not spend $200 billion.
Yeah. I don't even, where would you even start?
I mean, because, you know, you think about
it. You buy missiles.
If you buy a yacht, right, and you know, and you keep it for some time, and then you sell it. It's still worth something. You still have that money. You buy houses. You still have that money, and you know, so there's no getting rid of it, or is there no getting rid of Jeff Bezos?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9. MGK.
Yesterday was National Dog Day. We put something up on the Facebook page. A ton of people. Did you see that German short hair porn I was telling you about?
No, I missed it, but there were so many comments.
There were a lot. Everybody was putting up pictures of the dog yesterday, and I'm looking at them this morning, and like I said, there's this German short hair porn puppy that is just adorable, because, you know, he's like, it's one of those dogs where my feet and my ears are too big for my body.
Oh, I love that stage.
So, and it started getting me to think about the idea of, you know, look, you do everything possible to train your dog to be the best dog you could possibly be, but your dog also trains you, all right? And there are more than enough things, like, you know the five-second rule?
Yeah. Sure.
It doesn't exist in my house with Ditto. It's the two-second rule. If something falls on the floor and you don't get it off the floor in 2 seconds, it's gone, all right? You know, so now it's just gotten to the point where, like, if something falls on the floor, I just go, floor! Yeah. And they don't know.
Just your nails scraping.
Just gets right to my feet and just goes, boom, sucks it right up.
Nice.
You know, and Harley, on the other hand, Harley has the entire house trained, right? Because Harley was a dog who had a real hard time being in the car. He was one of those dogs, you could put him in the car, you drive 5 feet, he throws up.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Well, when he finally got over that, he became addicted to the car. So every day, Lisa would, like, if she was going to the store or something like that, she would throw Harley in the car, and, you know, they'd go off for a ride. If by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Harley has not been taken for a ride in the car, and it's like clockwork. He has some sort of body clock that tells him it's 3 o'clock and you haven't been in the car yet. This is what we hear.
Love that sad squeak that he mixes in.
This will continue until he sees Lisa get his halter, open the garage door, right? He will continue doing this until the moment he gets into the car. And then he sits down and he's quiet and doesn't make a peep, right? But it will continue like that until that time. We're trained. So basically, what did your dog, or even if for this matter, your pet, how have they trained you? What did your pet make you do? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy, zip it.
MGK.
Rod Stewart and Maggie May. Chris Epting, our author and musicologist friend, and I sat down the other day and started talking about a whole bunch of songs that we've been doing, like Zoom interviews. Do you know, it's so funny because Chris has been on the air with us for over 6 years, right?
Okay.
All right. And when we did this Zoom interview, it's the first time we saw each other face to face.
Wow.
Right? And 6 years on the air with us, but we've never physically met. So at least we got to meet through Zoom. And we're sitting down and we're talking about Maggie May, and he's got stories behind that song. And we found footage about that song, about when Rod met Maggie May. Do you remember where that happened?
No, I don't.
It happened at a concert, an outdoor concert, like a jazz festival.
Okay.
Right? And she was much older than
him.
Yeah, it was
like a MILF Hunter situation.
Yeah, right. And she took his virginity. And we have pictures, we have video.
Oh, wow.
I found video online of Rod going to that show.
Cool.
Oh, God, he's so young. He's a baby. Right?
Is Maggie hot?
Right. No, Maggie's not in it.
Oh, okay.
Maggie's not in it. No. But we can
imagine her.
But there's some amazing stuff. And of course, one of the most amazing things being it was a B-side song. The record company nearly threw the damn song away. Right, 72 degrees outside right now. The video's on our Facebook page. You can check it out at the JDB Show on Facebook.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So we posed the question with yesterday being National Dog Day, and we got all of these great pictures of people's dogs on our Facebook page. I asked the question this morning, what does your dog, or in this case, your pet, What do they make you do? How have your pets trained you? Now you're a cat lady.
I am.
All right. Have your cats trained you in some way?
Besides not to have three cats,
right.
It's too many. They've helped me reduce clutter because the two black cats eat plastic. They love eating plastic bags.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Plastic bags
I know.
Too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They barf them up. But so you can't leave a plastic shopping bag or a Ziploc bag out because they'll just almost instantly have chunks. It's like some kind of weird snack to them.
Wow.
They love it.
Wow.
Like a strange addiction.
Wow.
Yeah,
I've seen shows
exactly.
on that on TLC.
I love that band, Strange Addiction.
Oh, yeah, they're good too. Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Really great.
Been caught eating plastic. Big hit.
So, I mean, with Ditto will do anything to go for a walk. Right. And sometimes, like, I have to go up to the garden and I'm going to, you know, grab some cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
And Ditto comes, I'll put a lead on him. We walk to the garden. I pick a couple of tomatoes.
Does that work?
We turn around, we walk back in. He's happy as all hell. He went for a walk. Right. You know,
nice.
But nothing is like Harley and the barking.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time for car ride for Harley, I don't know if you heard this, Cindy, but car ride for Harley, there's an alarm. It goes like this. He will continue to do this until somebody puts him in the car. It's absolutely amazing.
It's pretty considerate.
I know. I mean, there's so many of them. Like, you can't eat a banana in my house. You got to share a banana, right? You know, you start eating a banana, and there are two dogs who are there with those dog eyes, you know, giving you that look. Okay, I haven't eaten that. The only time I can eat a whole banana is when I'm here at work. Right? Try to eat a whole one at home, impossible. So, how has your pet got you trained? We want to know about it. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Someone texted in, and Cindy will be happy to know this. The reason why cats go after plastic bags is because they're made from fish bones, or fish bones are involved in the process. And they sense it, and that's why they attack them.
Wow.
Right? You know, so... So more than likely, any day now, we're going to stop having plastic bags because we have to save the cats.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. It's simple and safe with their new Fast Track checkout online at mattblatt.com. Well, we're dealing with the Doors this morning, and we're dealing with L.A. Woman. As a matter of fact, Riders on the Storm was the Doors' final single with Jim Morrison. But Robbie Krieger's got an interesting story about how it all came about.
Actually, the way that one started was one day we were just fooling around. We were playing Ghost Riders in the Sky, right? And so Jim started thinking, oh, okay, Ghost Riders, Riders on the Storm. That's how that came. And, you know, there is a few licks in that song. From Ghost Riders, do-do-do-do-do, right? I wanted to get sort of a Duane Eddy-ish type of feel on it, so I used the old Fender tremolo.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So this morning, every morning before I come on the air, I try to throw a few thoughts up on Twitter, right?
Sure.
And this morning, I get to the Twitter page, and Macaulay Culkin, who I don't follow, but I'm on the general page, so it's sitting right there, right, who goes by the Incredible Culk.
Okay.
Right?
Nice.
On Twitter, he posted something, and I have to admit, I found it really, really funny. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, want to feel old? I'm 40. You're welcome.
Oh, God. That worked.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. The idea of he's 40 years old, oof. And he's one weird dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, typical child actor. Did not age gracefully.
Oh, no, did not age gracefully at all. But I just love this. I'm 40. You're welcome.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
You know, I was just thinking... You're doing on the record this week, aren't you?
Am I? That's news.
All right. Well,
time to cram.
Yeah, right. I'm pretty sure. Hang on. Should I check?
Check the list. Do it live. Why not?
There's. It's so.
Give
confusing.
It a
peek. Nobody
dude,
knows.
We've gotten
when,
like four different lists and lineups in the last 3 months.
I did two back to back.
Did you really?
Yeah. What
who's
is
up?
It?
Who's up?
Dave.
Yeah.
Better come up with a story.
Oh, no!
You're up.
Oh, man.
Well, Andre's been up for a week now. I mean, he's
I
been online,
me.
You know, so and you were next.
When was the last one you did?
3 weeks ago. I got to do another one next week.
Oh, you did Nakatomi Plaza, right?
Yeah, I did Nakatomi Plaza.
That was the week after me, I think.
Yeah, right. After your two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah
basically, on the record is people here at the station. You know,
it's an argument of us wanting to do it or not.
That's what I'm going to do mine on.
That's what it is.
I'm going to be raging at the dumb schedule. Tune in for that one.
The schedule has changed a number of times, but every week there is a new one up on WMGK.com. It's all of us on the air staff, telling stories about, not necessarily radio stories, just stuff about our lives, things that we've encountered and the Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah.
That was a fun story. That was a fun day. Right. Not knowing where I was until the secretary said, you're in Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah, but she
Plaza.
Read your mind.
Yeah, she read my mind. Yes, she did indeed. 215-263-WMGK. And that is the number here in the studio. Yesterday was National Dog Day. We were having a lot of fun on it on the Facebook page. And it got me to thinking later on last night that, you know what? You do your best to train your dog, and your dog does his best to train you, right? So whether it's a dog, a cat, whatever it is that you might have, how has your pet trained you? We'll go to the phones because we've got a lot of people lined up. Start out with Michelle this morning.
Hi, Michelle. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. So, Michelle, is it a dog, a cat? What kind of pet are you dealing with?
Dog.
A dog, all right. And what did your dog train you to do?
Well, when we first got him, I had two larger dogs, and he's a Shih Tzu. So he was always afraid someone was going to eat his food. So I would sit on the floor next to him, and it got to be a habit that I had to sing the good morning song to him and kiss him on the head before he would eat his food every day.
Give us a taste of the good morning song.
Yeah.
Good morning, my baby. Good morning, my love. Jackie, your mommy loves you.
Okay, that's more than enough.
No, I'm sure.
Is there a second verse?
Good morning to you.
Lisa.
Yes.
How has your pet got you trained?
Sorry, it was feeding time at the zoo. The two of them, well, there was one, she will scream at me at the top of her lungs until she gets her chicken.
Uh-huh.
Or there is no peace. The other one, I'll be in, I could be in bed, asleep. She will get her little stuffed mouse. She carries it down to the bottom of the stairs, or the, you know, halfway up, and she'll howl until I come down there and praise her for killing that damn mouse and getting her some treats.
Have a good morning, Jeannie.
Well, she's been training me to be a much neater person. You know how sometimes you go shopping and you come home with the plastic bags full of stuff and you just set them on the floor till you can take care of it?
Right, right.
She has decided that's not going to happen. She will lift up her leg. She's a girl, mind you. She's figured out how to lift up her leg and pee on those bags.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You got one strange dog.
Yes, I do. I agree.
Good morning. Good morning, John. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing really well. So, John, how has your pet got you trained?
About 20 years ago, I had a dog. Every morning when I was getting ready to go to work, she would stare at me and stare at the bed until I made it so that she could get up and sleep in it all day.
Wow. I want to sleep on top of the blanket. I don't want to sleep in your stank.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, John. Perry, how's your pet got you trained?
I have an umbrella cockatoo, and we don't cover the birds when we go to bed. We leave the cages uncovered.
Okay.
But if we have the light on for too long at night, he starts going crazy. If we shut the light off too early that we go to bed too early, he starts going crazy. So he tells us when it's time for bed.
Wow.
I want to know what a cockatoo going crazy sounds like.
John, you must have it memorized.
Sounds like a dying police siren.
Have a good morning. Rick, how does your pet have you trained?
Well, we rescued a dog about a year ago. It's supposed to be my wife's dog, but it bonded with me. Every morning we take her out for a walk around the neighborhood together. If we're running behind, or if it's getting late, I have to leave for work. My wife's able to take her for a walk by herself. I actually ended up with a pinched nerve in my back and could barely walk. And my wife decided to take her for a walk while I was homesick. The dog went to the driveway, turned around, sat down, and waited for me because she knew I was home. I literally have to go out,
In
my car, and drive around the block so she thinks I went to work and let them go and take their walk. This happens every time she knows that I'm home.
The old fake out.
Have a great morning.
All right, thanks.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Normally, Cindy, this would be a fashion thing, but there's no real pictures to it.
Okay.
According to a consensus on TikTok and Twitter, the best length for men's shorts is 5.5-inch inseam. So basically a shorter shorts. Shouldn't go down to your knee anymore.
I'm coming around on this.
Yeah, are you coming around on this?
Right. I've been neglecting a certain pair that's too long lately.
Yeah, I mean, basically, they have to come like, you know, above the knee, basically. And it's something that women are saying that they like it because it makes men look taller, and it's more flattering to see their legs.
My favorite pair of shorts that I have comes to just above the thigh. Right above my knee.
Hello.
Show off that white meat, Steve.
You said that, the vision just stopped me from making any sound.
Actually, they're Larry Bird's old basketball shorts.
Is that what it is?
No. They come right above my knee, and they are great because they show off my calves.
Yeah, because right, I want to. Yeah, that's one of my meaty thigh asset. That's what everybody's dying to see. Every woman in the city, my God, if I could get a hold of those thighs. I always wanted to sleep with a hippo.
Just want to let you guys know that I really PG'd down what I was going to say about where I came. That's why there was the slightest of pauses when I said thigh.
You're a family man. A regular family man.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
She will be appearing at
Punchline Philadelphia tonight for one show at 8 o'clock. And then Friday and Saturday, two shows at 6:30 and 8:30. Tickets are available at punchlinephilly.com. Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, the newest mommy on the John DiBella Show. It's Rachel Feinstein. Hi, mommy. How you doing?
Hello, it's mommy, and I'm ready to get nasty.
Oh, dear. John.
I don't know what that meant. For some reason, when you become a mother, the humor that's available to you is really lame, and I don't feel like that's fair. Like, all the mom magnets are like, Fox wine is my juice box. I'm like, why do I have to talk like a, have that sense of humor of like a weather girl from Ohio just because I'm a mother?
Well, it's about time you guys got hit, too. We got the dad jokes stereotype on our side.
That's true.
I know. I'm like, I don't, why do I have to now just make a lot of bad jokes about rosé just because I'm a mother? I want you guys to know before we begin this that nothing has changed. I'm still a pig.
Is there somewhere you said, wait a second, this is a mistake?
No, there was never a moment where I said it was a mistake, but I was afraid before I had the baby. Here's my fear. I was afraid that I wasn't going to bond with her, and then I was going to have to tell people because I'm like an oversharer. You know, like if I'm with somebody for a half an hour, they know like the darkest thing that's ever happened to me. So I was like, that won't be cool because I won't be able to stop myself from saying it. Like, I was like, what if I don't love her? I'll be like at a barbecue and I'll have one drink and be like, isn't it weird that I don't love her? Like, I'm like, yeah. That was, I swear to God, that was my worst fear. I'm like, I'm a comic. I'll just have to blurt it out. I'm like, guess what, guys? I don't love her.
How many fireman outfits did you get as baby presents?
I got a hostile amount. I mean, I ordered them myself. I have like FDNY onesies for every month. That's the best thing about the baby is dressing her and putting her in like little ironic Run DMC t-shirts. Why can't I speak? And because I'm a little drunk from yesterday. And yeah, and FDNY onesies. And then your gift that was so sweet.
I wasn't pumping you for a gift mention, to tell you the truth. I was just sort of curious.
No, but I have to say, when I wrote you the thank you, they told me on Twitter, which one of you guys was it again that told me that I should give him a hard time about his birthday?
I forget. Oh, if it was Instagram, it was probably me.
Okay, so then I felt bad because I was like, I really tried to really give it to you. And then I told my husband, he didn't write back. Maybe I was too harsh, but they told me to do that.
I didn't even see it.
He didn't see it.
That's why I didn't respond.
Oh, I was like, I can't. I think I said something like, I heard you're 60 or however old you are. And I was like, and that's disgusting. And then there was like radio silence from your camp. And I was like, oh God, I took it too far. Yeah, I was like, he never wrote back. I really overthought it. I even considered writing a second email and being like, just so you know, they told me to do that.
Here's the screenshots. I washed my hands.
I did get a note from Meredith who said, Rachel said the gift was very sweet. Thank you very much. And I was like, okay, I don't know why Rachel didn't tell me that.
That's strange. Yeah, no, I emailed you, and I was like, yeah, I took a lot of risks in the email, and then I overthought them for the last few weeks. So,
what's this about you? You have a stalker?
Yes, I do have a stalker, and I probably shouldn't talk about it as much as I do, but it's hilarious, so it's hard not to. So she writes to different places that I'm going to perform and stuff and complains about my smell a lot. She warns clubs, like, get ready for her odor.
You've been in the studio with us a number of times. I have yet to notice your odor.
We Febreze her before she comes in.
Oh, you Febreze her before she comes in? Okay, job. All right, well, thank you.
Okay, look, generally, I feel like that's not an issue I have. But I had to go to the police station, file a police report when it was first happening. And there was, like, this really hot police officer, and he's like, so what did she say exactly? And I was like, she says I smell like farts in the email, and I didn't want to even say the word farts. It was just so embarrassing. He was like, was that exactly what she says? And I'm like, he's like, can you just read me one of the emails? And I'm like, you know, Rachel, you smell like farts. Your odor is disgusting. You're a fart-smelling bitch. Like, it's a lot of the word farts. And he's... It's so embarrassing. It was like him and all these other officers, and the guy goes, "Well, personally, I just want you to know, I don't smell anything." And I'm like, "It's obviously she's insane. I smell happy up in the air, but I do have to make sure I'm running like a real tight ship, you know, because people are going to be evaluating my stench now."
How do you know this woman is real and not John under a pseudonym getting you back for the age harassment?
Oh, God, I overthought that email a lot. I was like, and that's disgusting. And I'm like, you know what? You took it too far. He gives you a lovely baby gift and you tell him he's disgusting. He's not going to want you back on. That's what it is.
How was quarantining with the captain or whatever rank he is this week?
He's still a captain. He's not a chief yet, but I definitely realized that we have nothing in common. He likes to do activities. Like, that's what my husband likes to do. He likes to get up and he really gets it. He gets real revved up about the day in this disgusting way. And I just want to lay in like a dim room and snack and do some quiet feeding and be left alone. You know, I'm kind of an animal, and I don't know if anybody lives with somebody like this, but when I wake up for the first hour of the day, it's like I'm in trouble, but I don't know what for. So I come into the kitchen real quietly, and then it's always a question about something that happened the night before. Like, he'll be like, "What happened here? All right, can you tell me what happened?" And it's like a smear of peanut butter on a counter. I'm like, this is not like Forensic Files. No one's going to bag that up and take it to a lab. What kind of story do you think I'm going to tell you right now? What happened? I'm like, leave me alone. Like, no. But he's so used to being a captain. I'm like, I'm not going to write up a report about I did some drunk feeding and I fell asleep. That's the end of it.
He's in for a rude awakening as your daughter gets a bit older. In the next few months, there's going to be toys and stuff everywhere.
Right, right.
That's what I try to tell him. I'm like, I don't know what he's going to do. This is what I dealt with yesterday morning. I got up and he goes, "Why are there 3 seltzers open?" Like, that's a terrible question. That just means you stink. And I'm fun. Can you imagine caring about that? Wanting to know, get to the bottom of a couple of open seltzers? I mean, who cares? Please, beat it. Leave me alone. Let me have some fun here. If he goes out, it's like risky business. I'm like dancing. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I'm like eating in my bed, you know, just, I mean, it's great. And then he gets home and then he gets really excited about doing an activity. And I don't like doing activities. He's like, "We should like start a puzzle at the same time and see who can finish first to have like a puzzle walk." That's what he said in like night 3 of quarantine. And I was like, I would rather have a hysterectomy than do a puzzle walk.
This sounds like a man who spends too many nights with a lot of other men.
I know. And he's like, see, I like to talk about, I spend money just for convenience, like Ubers and vanity, you know, just like blowouts and Ubers and stuff. He wants like a certain kind of car. I couldn't care less. I come home now and he makes me watch these videos of like cars going through tough terrain. I'm like, first of all, we live in Brooklyn. We don't need like a military vehicle. What's going on? And then he wants me to have an opinion about it. He's like, "What do you think?" And I'm like, "You could bring home like a Ford Dart." And I'd be like, "Every time, yes. I'm not getting laid tonight. Like, I don't care." I truly don't care about a car. I'm like, buy anything. Just please don't speak to me about it.
Uh-huh.
He cares about cars and Costco. And if I like want to butter him up for something, I'm like, "So, what'd you get from Costco,
so,
babe?"
You're married to John. Yeah. John is
you
cars
like Costco?
And Costco.
I'm cars and Costco also. Yeah. I am.
It's fascinating to me. Like, he is so exhilarated by Costco. He'll spend $600 at Costco. I begged him, "Do not get me something for Valentine's Day from Costco. It will make me sad, profoundly sad." And then he gave me a 12-pack of Puma socks from pajamas that said "Admit One" on them from Costco.
You should be grateful, because I was at Costco during Valentine's time, and the size of the giant heart might not have made it in the door. So the socks were probably better.
Anything you could put on top of, like, in a cart, on top of salmon and raspberries, I don't want. Whatever that thing is, it'll break my heart.
Rachel Feinstein is performing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. There's one show tonight and two on Friday and Saturday at 6:30 and 8:30. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com. I'm going to try to stop by just to say hello because, you know, you smell.
Yes, I smell, but please bring your germs. I don't even believe in germs. I don't care. I'll wear latex gloves. Just come. I need company. If I can't fill out a patio, I don't know what I'll do to myself. Come to the patio and get lit. There's Jaeger.
Classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.